So how many cars spun out there?
Three while we were there. And Brad says, that's the only thing I have in my defense, that I wasn't driving too fast.
Yeah, that's my only thing that's keeping him.
Because he does, he blames himself, because...
Oh, it's so foolish to blame yourself and think about it afterward. It happened, it's over.
And then he said he's coming home. He's like, I can't get it out of my mind. He says, I just keep playing it over and over and over in my mind. He said, I can't get it out. And he doesn't remember too much about it.
You never do, because it takes seconds for it to happen.
He fought the car for a good 10, 15 seconds before we lost total control.
Well, the only thing you can both say is thank God you're safe. That's all.
Did you hit the brakes at all?
No, I didn't touch the brakes.
Now see, when
that's where I make my mistake.
See, I slid a couple times, but I pumped the brakes. That one time when I was coming down a hill, and it was a car stopped at a red light. And when I hit the brakes the first time, I slid, and I was only less than a car length away from him, so I just started slamming him down, and I stopped within inches of his bumper.
That doesn't do anything. Slamming him down is throw into another skid through that quick.
Yeah, but it was pumping him, and it got me stopped. I mean, as long as I didn't hit him into the intersection.
They tell you don't use your brake, and wasn't there any way to get around him?
No way! I was less than a car length behind him. If I had even turned the wheel, there was